Hello, am I speaking to Marcia?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, good evening. My name is Mary, and I am calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
Yeah, I'll definitely vote.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. What is your race?
I'm black.
Okay, thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Now, what is your age?
I'm 39.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. So for each, I want you to rate on scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. So you say 10 if it's the most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, or 0 if it isn't important at all to you. You can use any number between 0 and 10. So the first
okay.
one, fighting inflation and improving the economy.
Oh, that's 10.
Okay. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Eliminating food deserts in our communities.
Say that again.
Eliminating food deserts in our communities.
That's 5.
Okay. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
That's 15.
Thank you very much. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
I think it's about the same.
Thank you very much. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, about the same as in white communities?
I feel like it's worse.
Thank you very much. Now, which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to 2. So, vaping, alcohol, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, cigarettes, opioids, and fentanyl, marijuana, and other cannabis products.
I want to say cigarettes.
Okay.
Sorry.
No worries. So you can select up to 2, or you just want to put cigarettes?
Cigarettes and, I guess, marijuana and cocaine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you can select up to 2. So cigarettes, marijuana, or cocaine?
Marijuana.
Thank you very much. Now, I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. So, tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Now, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African-American community?
Yes, I think it will improve.
Okay, and will you say that you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the products. So, oral nicotine patches.
Say that again.
Oral nicotine pouches.
I'm familiar.
Okay, will you say that you are very familiar or somewhat familiar?
Somewhat.
Okay. E-cigarettes or vapes?
Somewhat familiar.
Okay. Heat, not burn, tobacco products?
I'm familiar with those.
Okay, will you say that you're very familiar or somewhat familiar?
Very.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. So smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. So many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, which is the most powerful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco nicotine alternatives. Now, okay. After hearing this, what will you say is the primary reason for these changes? More education in anti-tobacco advertising? Cost of smoking has gone up? More government restrictions and bans? Introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market?
I think the cost has gone up.
Thank you very much. We're almost done, okay? I just have a few more questions. Now, I'd like
okay,
to read...
Okay, work.
Oh, that's okay. I'll do it as quick as possible. We're almost done. So, I'd like to read you two statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more. So, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation support like nicotine patches and prescription medication. Or we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking, and while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risks compared to cigarettes. So which one do you agree with more?
I agree with the first one.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, will you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
I think they're both the same. They're both harmful.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I'm just going to read to you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. I want you to please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0... I'm sorry?
Okay. Oh, I'm listening.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
So the first one, we know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer, but nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is not carcinogen. So while smoke-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is addictive, they represent a less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer-causing smoke. I'm sorry. So, from 0 to 10, how much you say that you would agree?
I guess I'll say a 5.
Okay. Now, the FDA is responsible for protecting and advancing public health. The FDA has proved through hundreds of scientific product applications that smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products are less harmful than cigarette smoking. There is a dire need for the FDA to increase awareness of and access to this alternative for adults who smoke. It could be the difference between life and death.
I strongly agree.
Okay, that will be 10.
I would have said 10. Yes, 10.
Thank you. Now, the last statement. Many people who smoke today come from minority populations. The nearly 500,000 Americans dying from cigarettes every year is not in the wealthy white neighborhoods, so nobody's paying attention. But we cannot just pretend this isn't happening. So the FDA must instruct doctors to talk to adults who smoke about less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, no matter where they live. It could save hundreds of thousands of lives every year.
Oh, yeah, I strongly agree. That's a 10.
Thank you very much. I just have a few more questions, and we're almost done. Okay. So, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes, consumption support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or want to quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products,
yes,
improve health outcomes in the African-American community?
Yes, I agree.
And will you say that you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Okay. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Cigarettes?
No. No.
Heat, nut, burn, tobacco products?
No.
Pipe, tobacco?
No.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as Deep or Chew?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Okay, perfect. So, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Okay. Do you have a bachelor's degree? Is it postgraduate, master's, MBA?
No, I just have a regular degree.
Thank you very much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm unmarried.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Now, which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
I guess, what was the last two?
So again, it's wealthy, upper middle class, working class, and low income.
Working class.
Sorry, how will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I live in a private neighborhood.
So
well,
you
I
say
live
that's
on private
urban,
land.
Urban.
Yes, urban. Yeah, urban is fine.
Thank you very much. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Will you say that you're a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. Now, and in the 2020 president election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I'd rather keep that personal.
Okay. Thank you very much. And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, will you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I'd rather keep that private.
Okay, thank you very much. Perfect. So this comes to the power survey. Thank you very much for your time and your participation. Have a great evening.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.